is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And everybody listening across Michigan has a chance to take advantage of an unbelievable huge deal. So just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use that code HUGE when you sign up, and you can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. And you know what? The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was back in 1943, so this is one of those DraftKings Sportsbook app no-brainer bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code HUGE this week on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. When you sign up, use that promo code HUGE. It is a Moneyline Monday, presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the HUGE Show across Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the HUGE Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the HUGE Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simon.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to get together on a Moneyline Monday on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. We're heard on 20 incredible radio stations, including 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids, our new flagship station. If you're in the Detroit area, 93.5 FM, 99.1 FM, and also 94.7 FM HD Channel 2. The Roar! Motor City Sports Talk. Man, I was roaring all over the place during the Vikings-Lions game yesterday. I mean, I was here, I was there, I was everywhere. I thought they looked like dog meat on offense in the first half. Defense was playing okay. I thought Cousins and the Vikings in the first half, they weren't taking advantage of the Jefferson connection. And then to start the second half, the defense started to get aggressive. And they were giving the Lions a chance to get it done. And Goff was just bad. Bad on third downs. Just a bad on checking down or Anthony Lynn play calling. And we'll talk with Jeff Risden from the LionsWire.com and also the Detroit Lions podcast. He'll join us in studio later like he does every Monday. And then the miracle, almost another miracle in Minnesota, that the Vikings miss a field goal. The Lions, you know, are seven down somehow, right? Or they get the field goal to go seven down. And then they get the strip fumble. Then they score. And then Dan Campbell with one of the greatest play calls in Lions history. Goes for two in the win. And they got it. And you look at the scoreboard and you're like, a little under 40 seconds left. Still some time for the Vikings. And then the Lions are aggressive on the first two throws. And then they back off and they get soft. And the rest is history. I think it looked like a 55-yarder. I think officially it was a 54-yarder. Vikings beat the Lions. Lions find another way to lose. But I love the footballsy call to go for two. I did. I loved it. Everything about it. And then I didn't like the way they played defense. They were playing soft and, oh, gosh. You know, that prevent defense, throw it out unless you're up, you know, multiple scores. Throw it out. Because the Lions being aggressive on defense is why they had a prayer there at the end to steal that W. And I watched, like I did the second half against the Ravens. Second half, for the most part, at least, you know, third quarter
into the fourth quarter against the Bears. What we watched the last quarter and a half against the Niners. The first half against Green Bay at Lambeau. And we're like, you know, this team, as Merrill Hodge said on the DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour last Friday, and he said it the last three Fridays, this isn't your typical 0-for team, that they're close. You know, I don't like Anthony Lynn's offense at all. He doesn't utilize Hockenson or Swift. Those are your two best offensive players. Jamal Williams is really a pounding ground between the tackles type of guy. But you need some home run calls. And you lose Cephas now to the shoulder injury. Looks like he'll be gone for the season. I didn't like how the Lions went into the season with that wide receiver room. You know, their secondary stepped up. Tracy Walker was amazing yesterday with some just Ronnie Lott-ish hits. And they led. They found a way to lead. And I remember watching the replay, and then Goff goes to the sidelines, and Campbell grabbed him by the shoulder pads, and the look on Campbell's face, and Goff, and was this going to be the win? And Goff made a great two-point throw. I'm like thinking, man, I'm going, come on. You're the Lions. I mean, you think about this. They get the strip fumble, and then they go to their best offensive player in terms of talent.
No timeouts, Detroit. Clock running. Swift running. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Lions. That deserves a wow. 37 seconds remaining. You dare go for two, you're going to kick the extra point.
And then Coach Campbell makes the call to go what we thought was and what he thought was for the win.
Goff to the lead. The Lions have it. Kadarrell Hodge, a two-point conversion. And the Lions lead by one. A gutsy call after passing up a couple of gambles that he didn't want to go for. What a play.
There's Kadarrell Hodge coming across in motion. And I tell you what, just great at getting the misdirection. Xavier Woods is trying to come across with that, and then he breaks back through, and that's how he got open and got the separation.
Tired of getting pushed around by the Vikings in the last seven meetings.
And that was a two-point conversion. And you're thinking, here we go. And instead, on that third down call, they play soft. They play soft. It was a mistake. Again, you had the footballs to go for two. How are you not sending pressure on Cousins? Oh, you didn't want to give up the touchdown? Who cares? A field goal could beat you, right? Any score could beat you. I just love what Campbell did. And then afterwards, his emotion was real. I get that this team hasn't quit. They're 0-5. Scoreboard doesn't lie. I like effort, but it's not Little League. This is professional football, and the guys get paid millions. And I know some of you tell me at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook, well, he needs his guys. Didn't I hear that with Patricia and Quinn? With what guys they had the lead with under 40 seconds to go. With what guys they had a 4th-and-19 against the Ravens and couldn't get it done. With what guys they led the Packers, who are playing as good as anybody in the NFL right now at halftime in Lambeau. These guys found a way to come back against the Niners. Folks, I'm talking about some of the best defensive units right now when you look at the NFL rankings. I'm not going to buy excuses and get a free pass on this year and say, you know what, man, if they're 2-15, I really love the coach. And I love that they don't quit. Yeah, I appreciate effort. It's kind of like watching the Tigers. You see a blueprint. I don't see the blueprint yet with the Lions. I don't like Anthony Lynn as their offensive coordinator. I don't like the way he uses his talent. You know, all I heard was that they were going to be similar to the Saints. Saints light. Alvin Kamara light for Swift. I get they don't have the Saints talent or the Saints head coach in Sean Payton.
But they're not using their talent at all. Flat out at all.
On offense. Man, their defense, you know, the secondary for what they have to work with. And like I said, Walker was amazing. Harris had a couple of big hits. Parker, I think, had two tackles for losses. I know Barnes missed on a big run, but he gets to the ball. He has some speed at linebacker that you don't see. I'm not going to get on the moral victory train. I appreciate the effort and the pure joy I had when they took the lead as a Lions fan, which I am at the end of the day. And to hear Dan Campbell, I've never heard a Lions player or coach ever bring this much emotion postgame, win or a loss, in my life.
But I was proud of him, man. I mean, I tell you, you don't find a way to get yourself back in a game and get to where we were at if you don't believe and give all that you have of it. I like the guys we got on this team. I like what they're about. I like how they come to work. I like how they haven't given up. I like how they just go, you know, they just go. When your defense plays that way, you got a chance to win every game. I thought our defense played lights out today. Here's what I try to just keep picturing in my head because I know it's coming, is we're going to be on the winning side of these before long, hopefully sooner than later, but it's coming. I just don't know when, but it's coming. When you play that way and fight that way and clean up a couple of these little mishaps that have shot us in the foot, our days of being on the winning side of that are coming.
And he was emotional. They started, you know, to shed tears. I appreciate that. But he has to be the head coach that tells Anthony Lynn, use Hockenson, target him more than three times. Use our only home run threat, DeAndre Swift, any way you have to see if we can get him into the end zone. That's on the head coach. You know, this team is really close. A couple of doinks. Two of the, you know, first team to ever give up 250-plus yard field goals to lose games in NFL history. One of those was the longest field goal in NFL history. So like Merrill Hodge, the former Steelers running back, said last week on this show on the DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour that happens every Friday, 5 until 6 exclusively here on the Huge Show, they're not that far away. I mean, I said 8-9, and they should be 2-3 right now. 2-3. You know, Bears aren't playing bad football. Beat the Raiders. Niners push the undefeated Cardinals until the end. Look at the way Green Bay's playing. They should be 2-3 right now. And they would be on pace to the season I thought they would have, somewhere between 7 and 9 wins. So those of you thinking that they don't have any talent, you're wrong. Because if they didn't have any talent, how'd they come up with the lead yesterday? How'd they force Baltimore to have to try a 66-yard field goal to beat them? How did they come back against the Bears and were inside the red zone with a chance to cut it to 3? I'm not buying this, folks. I'm not doing the 3-4-year plan with Campbell. Find a way to win games this year. Find a way next year to be competitive for a playoff spot. And those of you saying, well, that can't happen, it's the NFL. We're not talking about your local high school or college. And I love his passion and emotion. And don't tell me the Lions just got that done because they didn't give up. They have some talent. It's how you use that talent as a coaching staff. That's the bottom line. We'll take your thoughts on the Lions' loss. You can join in when 866-838-4843. That's when 866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, opt-in on the Huge text chain, text the word HUGE to 21,000. Good and bad for the Lions game. I'm asking you, the Lions Nation. We'll also survey the audience on air and on our social networks and on the text chain. Good and bad from Michigan's unbelievable victory over Nebraska 32-29. And State just chopping wood. Walker now is a Heisman front runner in my mind. And they're undefeated. And in the polls, Michigan is 7 in the coaches' poll, 8 in the AP top 25. State is number 10 in the AP Top 25, number 9 in the coaches poll. Michigan State, a team projected by the DraftKings Sportsbook board and Vegas, 4.5 wins over under on the season. Now, I did say they would be 7-5, and I thought they'd be a bowl team. Too much talent transferred in from the portal. And Michigan, their defense, Hutchinson was graded out as what? Top edge rusher by Pro Football Focus on the college side of their website. And their defense made plays. You know, Martinez needs to run more for Scott Frost if Nebraska wants to win, but Nebraska's been close, you know, 6-point loss in Norman, Oklahoma, and they had that lead on Michigan, and Michigan found a way to get it done. On the road, back-to-back weeks at Madison, at Nebraska, and I know the haters will say, well, neither team is ranked. All right, go into those places and count the W's that the good teams get. Nebraska's not as bad as a record. They aren't. I don't know if Michigan is as good as their record, and I still don't know with Michigan State, but you know what? They're winning games. They have to. And the Wolverines get the bye week, and then they'll get Northwestern at home, and then October 30th in East Lansing, if State takes care of Indiana in Bloomington this Saturday, and Michigan beats Northwestern, which they should, the worst team in the Big Ten, a week from Saturday, you're going to have the biggest modern era. And you might throw out modern era and just say the biggest rivalry game in the history of Michigan and Michigan State on October 30th at the Woodshed in East Lansing. And I still don't know. Are both of those teams as good as their position in the college football rankings and what their record says? And I think we keep asking that every week, right? Are they? We don't know. You know, I look at the Big Ten, and I know Clifford went out for Penn State. I think they win that game at Iowa if Clifford doesn't go out. I look at Iowa, and can I put them in the category of Georgia or Oklahoma? And Oklahoma gives up like 48 in that miracle comeback against Texas. You know, Cincinnati quietly. You know, Alabama loses at Texas A&M. I don't know how they only dropped to 5, but they won at Florida. That's why. They got a big win at Florida, so that's why they stayed at 5. I don't get how Ohio State hasn't beat anybody, and they're still 6. I think Ohio State, visually, and that's the reason why, may still be the best team in the Big Ten, even with that loss at home to Oregon. But how do they stay at 6? And Penn State losing your quarterback, their best win is at Wisconsin. And what, you played a top 5 team tough on the road? You know, Michigan to me should have been at number 6 and stayed up maybe another spot or two. But you still have to play all your games on your schedule, and Michigan will play. They could play. Actually, when you look at this right now, with Michigan State, with Ohio State, with Penn State, and possibly Iowa in the Big Ten championship game, oh my Lord. We won't have any debate if Michigan or Michigan State are too legit to quit. Hey. This college football season is fantastic. Lions have brought us drama like we've never seen before, and that says a lot when you're a lifelong Lions fan like I am. So our Monday ritual, good and bad, from the Lions loss to the Vikings. Good and bad from the Michigan win at Nebraska. Good and bad from State pummeling Rutgers and Walker with that 94-yard run, Barry-esque. There's not a better player in college football deserving of the Heisman Trophy than Kenneth Walker from Michigan State. Now, we did do a Twitter poll yesterday. Last 24 hours, it just ended. Better football team right now, Michigan or Michigan State, and the votes are in. And again, it's I let the public do it. I put it out there for 24 hours. We had like over 1,600 people vote, and 60% say Michigan State is the better football team right now. 40% said Michigan. You can drop your comments at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Jim Brandstatter, the voice of Michigan football. He was there in Lincoln on Saturday night. He'll join us on the Meyer guest line in our next segment. Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com senior columnist, insider in about 45 minutes. And Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU insider, will check in. Your huge opinions, good and bad, from the Lions, Michigan, and Michigan State. 1-866-838-HUGE.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan, available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at BeanGarter.com. That is BeanGarter.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our producer extraordinaire as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. Now, they are a Michigan-based company, so what's cool is all the money you spend at your local Auto Value store or Auto Value Service Center to get your vehicle fixed will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. That's myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it. At your local Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store. Let's go talk about Michigan's win at Nebraska. I think Jim Brandstetter, the voice of the Wolverines, is standing by the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Jimmy.
Good to be with you, Huge. And when did he become Superfly Hayes?
He's been Superfly all along because Brett and Bill doing a show. It sounds like parents who weren't creative in naming their children.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that one.
He's got some style to him.
That answers my question fully.
Yeah, he's got a little old school style to him, a little 70s in him. That's kind of cool, even though he's only,
I like that,
31.
When he walks in, he plays the theme from Shaft.
He does. Like, he really does. Yeah, he's awesome, man. He got Casey and the Sunshine Band is all on his Apple.
Yeah.
Music,
Fly
man.
The Family Stone,
oh,
and that,
yeah.
I like it.
Commodores, like it. You know, Brick House, when he walks
Richie,
in.
When he was Lionel Richie, when he was really Lionel Richie.
Yeah, back in the day. Man, look at Jimmy.
Oh,
we're going old school. We got to bust out
the
record
player. Old school, sure. You know, don't tell me I've got Beatles albums upstairs in my attic.
Sell them right now.
Wow.
There's big money.
I gave a couple to my niece. I gave Revolver, the cover to Revolver, to my niece. And she thought I was like the greatest hero in the world.
You know, Josh Allen last night in the pregame show for Sunday Night Football said he listens to Elvis, Sinatra, and Sammy Davis Jr. Before games, because he says it kind of mellows him out, and he has seven songs. He listens to the same seven songs before he walks out onto the field. And I thought that was awesome. He's from Wyoming, so chances are they're behind a little bit on the music.
They might be, but I'll tell you what, after what I saw last night, it's sure working, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, I think he's MVP if he doesn't get hurt, and Bills have a great chance to win the Super Bowl.
Well, I think you look at the NFL right now, and boy, the powers have changed. I mean, I think you look in the NFC, it's kind of Dallas now in Arizona, and you look in the AFC, and it's Buffalo and the L.A. Chargers.
Yeah, just think Justin Herbert instead of Jeff Okuda. Lions could have had Herbert with that third pick a couple years ago.
No comment.
Yeah, what about, speaking of no comment, Jimmy, I know, and we'll get to the Michigan thrilling victory and just the way the defense, offense, everybody stepped up, coaching that entire team effort.
Yeah.
The Lions, yesterday, they go for two, one of the greatest calls by any Lions coach I've ever seen. They get it. Goff had been bad most of the game, comes up big. They're what we thought was going to be their first W, and then they give up the long field goal. And, man, we've had the 66-yarder. You've had the drive where you had a chance to tie the Niners. I really say this with cautious optimism. This team isn't as bad as their 0-5 record, and they really should have a couple of wins this year. They should.
They probably should, and I will say the same thing. And I really like Dan Campbell. I mean, I don't think you should lay this at his feet and everything else. Let's just be honest that they don't have a great cast of NFL players across their roster. Great NFL players, which you need to win. You look at what you saw last night with Buffalo. Look at what you've seen with the Dallas Cowboys. And they've got guys that run and play, and they've got names everywhere. And I don't think the Lions have that. They're getting the most out of what they got. I have nothing wrong with those guys. They're playing hard. Dan Campbell's doing a good thing. But I just think that from a talent perspective, they just don't get to that level that you win consistently in that league against really talented football teams.
Jim Brandstatter, he knows football. He is a voice of Michigan. He was there Saturday night. Man, first half, that Michigan defense was just lights out. Crowd's quiet. Then Martinez has that scramble early second half, and you kind of feel the mojo shifting. And then, I tell friends I'm watching this guy, there's no way they can score two touchdowns on this Michigan defense. And they score and take the lead. Place is going nuts. And we all said this would be a true gauge if this team was championship material on the road, night game, hostile crowd. They gave up a big lead. They battled back three times, and they leave Lincoln with a 32-29 win. One of the unsung heroes of this season, and really since he's been kicking at Michigan, is Moody. But the way this team answered the bell, I know I can use all the sports cliches in the world, Jim, but they showed me Saturday night that they are capable of beating anybody left on their schedule.
No, I couldn't agree more. And you need to get into a test like that where basically you get punched in the mouth more than once. And you've got things under control, and all of a sudden, momentum and everything's going against you. Harbaugh talks about it, and he says, I want to see my guys. I don't want to see them flinch. I'm sure you've seen the quotes that Jim has said that. And I think in this game, you saw they didn't flinch. That they got down and came back. They got down and came back again. And they didn't get nervous. They didn't panic. They made plays on third and sixth and five that were critical plays. They just did what it took to win. And like I say, the most important thing, and it goes back to fundamental, you don't turn the ball over. They didn't. Nebraska did. You win the kicking game in special teams. They did that. And defensively, when they needed to, they made those key plays. I thought as big a play as Brad Hawkins ripping that ball out of Martinez was at the end of the game, their final drive on a third down. They try to go to a screen, and Jamon Green basically comes up, beats a blocker, and blows the screen up for no gain and tackles the guy inbounds, and they don't have any timeouts. And that put them in a tough fourth down play where they got to try throwing the bomb without any timeouts, without looking. If he doesn't tackle them inbounds, they get a chance to plan something. He tackled inbounds. They got to go to the line of scrimmage, signal the play in from the sideline, not talk about it. And I think that play, too, was making the play at a time in the game when it was critical. Give Jamon Green credit for that one. And I agree with you. They answered the bell when all of those things were going against them, and they came out on the other end a winner. And you can't deny that's a right. Good experience for those guys.
No, it was like answering it three times, like you said, at the end to hold on and get the 32-29 win. And you mentioned something about the Lions, that they don't got the guys yet. All right, okay, the NFL superior-type athletes. The one thing that I really have seen from the start, really after the first quarter against Western, where it was kind of ho-hum, that since that point, okay, they didn't trail in any game until Nebraska on Saturday night, but the fact that they're maximizing their athletes, offensively, defensively, special teams, that's something that we haven't seen from Harbaugh since those first couple of seasons.
No, I agree. And again, I think that what you've got, too, is you've got two backs. Mike Hart's done a great job. Both Hassan and Blake have been wonderful. And if you'll notice, they're putting Blake out as a wide receiver on occasion and nobody in the backfield. And Corum, that formation gives defenses, who do we match up with him? I think the tight ends are getting big plays. You saw All get a big first down catch. Schoonmaker made a catch. So did Honigberg. So I agree with that. And I think that's especially true on the defensive side. Mike McDonald is really letting those athletes go to work and play, and he's putting them in positions to take advantage of their skills and their athleticisms and make them, put them in a position to be really, really successful. And I like that a lot. I mean, Nakai Hill-Green, he and Josh Ross, to me, have just been all over the place. And the fact that Mike Morris comes in and he'll spell Ojabo, and the fact that Morris will actually go down and play in the down line. Mozzie Smith, remember that everybody was questioning, do we have the defensive lineman? Well, Mozzie Smith and Chris Hinton have answered that. Those athletes have been put in the right position, whether it's Harbaugh or Mike McDonald on the defensive side. I couldn't agree more. I think that's a correct assessment. And besides that, their attitude is great. I mean, they love to play the game. They're having fun. And I thought last year they didn't have fun. I mean, whether it's the leadership within the building, whether it's a leadership within the senior class, I don't know. But those guys are all enjoying each other and enjoying playing the game, and they're having fun wherever they go. And that can't be overlooked.
Jim Brandstetter, voice of Michigan football, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Yeah, the two question marks. If you go back to, second, third week of August when we talked before the season, Jimmy, that uncertainty on the offensive line and defensive line and being able to control the line of scrimmage has become one of their strengths now, both sides of the
right.
ball.
Right, absolutely. I mean, and again, I looked at two games in a row. I mean, I'm serious. Nebraska's defense is pretty stout.
Yes.
They got some players. Henrich and Reimer are linebackers that can play. That Nelson kid is a real deal. So is Doman. And Stilley can play up there as a defensive lineman. And the week before, they played a team that had averaged 23 yards a game giving up in the run. And Michigan ran the ball against Nebraska for over 200 and ran the ball against Wisconsin for over 100. And I'm telling you, that speaks to that O-line. And Michigan had to play five guards in that football game because they were, one, ineffective early, and a couple of them got pulled. But then they got injured, and Zinter had to come out. Keegan came out, and they played Reese Atterbury, and they played Carson Barnhart. And that kind of depth, where you go in and you don't lose production and you may gain a little bit, is huge for a football team. And defensively up front, I just mentioned Mozzie and Chris. I think those guys, and Chris Jenkins doing a good job too. But they've really, those guys, those question marks have really been an area where I think those kids have stepped up and made those question marks go away.
Jim, they get the down week, which I don't know with how well they're playing is that a good or bad thing. I know everybody likes to get rested. Then they get Northwestern, where they're not playing a juggernaut out of that bye week. And if things go as planned in terms of Michigan State being a favorite against Indiana on Saturday, Michigan will be a big favorite at home against Northwestern. That October 30th at Spartan Stadium in East Lansing will be the biggest matchup in the history of the Michigan-Michigan State football rivalry. Wow.
Looming large, isn't it?
Looming large. Look at that. You sound like you're a weather guy. Let's check it with Jim Brandstatter with the weather. It's looming large, Bill. There's a large storm looming.
That's right.
Mason blue clouds are coming up from the southeast towards Lansing.
That's it. It's a Category 3 right now, but by the time it hits the shoreline, it'll be a Category 5.
So man. Because if you look at Michigan State is, we'll go at the coaches poll, or at the coaches poll page, Michigan State 9, Michigan 7 right now. So you say, by the way, a few teams lose, that if State beats Indiana Saturday, Michigan has the bye week, and then State has the bye week before the Michigan game, and Michigan will play Northwestern, that, that could be a... 6-7, 4-5, 5-6 matchup nationally?
Yeah, you never know. It's going to be big. It's going to be the real deal. And I keep saying stuff, and I know that Northwestern is going to be a huge underdog, and so will Indiana against Michigan State. But the reality of life is, you can't overlook anybody. I think that we learned that from Rutgers, that you can't overlook a Rutgers team that could come in and they have certain things where they match up well with you. You can't overlook them. So before we start talking about Michigan State, at least I hope this is the attitude they're taking in Ann Arbor. Take care of business. And then when you get to that game, then worry about it. But I think the bye week comes for a good time for Michigan because they'll get some guys back. They lost Roman Wilson last week to an injury. He didn't even make the trip. And three guards were nicked up, offensive linemen. So I think for Michigan, from a standpoint of bye week coming at the right time to get healthy, get people back, I think is a good time.
Have they set speaking of times, no game time has been set. And I had a lot of people ask me, well, will they make it a night game on ABC? And if I'm not wrong, Jim, and you would know on the Michigan side, maybe not on the Michigan State side, but I don't know if it would be a night game. I thought there's something about the rivalry. Was there a gentleman's agreement that there wouldn't be any night games, right, between the two?
They didn't want to do night games because, let's face it, the fans can sometimes get a little
really
out of hand.
I didn't know that.
having all day to tailgate and maybe consume alcoholic beverages, it might not be the wisest thing to do. So, really, television is kind of the tail's wagging the dog in that regard, but I think both universities have to agree after a certain date, and I think it's November 1st, actually, to whether you do a night game. But I don't think Michigan or Michigan State would like to do this thing at night.
No, I think it's a 3:30 game leading into some other game at night. That would be my guess.
I hope it's 3:30, and I wouldn't mind it being a noon game, to be quite frank.
And I don't think I don't think Michigan would ever agree to a night game at Spartan Stadium.
No, I don't think they would either. And again, it might not be Michigan State. I don't know the exact rule because with television, that's the X factor. But, with Fox promoting whether they call it the Big Noon Saturday or whatever, if you got both teams in there undefeated, it wouldn't surprise me if you got a Big Noon Saturday game and it was Michigan-Michigan State. And from my perspective, that wouldn't be all bad.
Now, there's a rotation I don't have in front of me where the networks all get to choose and they kind of they keep this rotation.
And if I'm not mistaken, that is a huge weekend. Isn't like Ohio State, Penn State play that weekend?
Yeah, so maybe it depends, right?
Third, Wisconsin, Nebraska. Wisconsin, Iowa, or somebody plays Iowa that week, and I think it's a big game, too.
Yeah, that's I love it. Big Ten, what, five top ten teams?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, five top ten teams, if I can say that fast.
I think it speaks very highly of the Big Ten and their football programs. And how about the Big Ten East?
Mm.
I mean, you get through that and get to the Big Ten championship game, you have come through murderer's row, I'm telling you.
And you have to get through that, Jimmy, and then more than likely now beat Iowa. You talk about murderer's row. Iowa could be number one in the country by the time you get that game based
on
what Georgia does.
You might get number one and number two in the national polls for your championship game.
Okay. Jimmy, you're getting everybody excited. Hey, enjoy the downtime, the bye week, Jim. Appreciate your time here on The Huge Show. We'll talk soon.
All right, take care. Be well, Bill.
Yeah, Jim Brandstetter, voice of Michigan football, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Meyer proud to be longtime partners with University of Michigan Athletics.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 money line wager on either Indianapolis or Baltimore. If either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions right there at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. And if either Indy or Baltimore scores a touchdown, you're a winner. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. This is a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for your local Meyer. Now everybody knows Meyer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meyer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meyer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meyer, you're shopping for your local community.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan on a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. I love Superfly's facial expressions are priceless. Remember to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code HUGE and you can bet a buck on tonight's Monday night football matchup. And if either team scores, you'll get $100 in free bets. Just use that promo code HUGE after you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up. 24/7, all of our podcasts, all the interviews, everything you need when it comes to this show, it's free. You can listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net. Also, the all-night, all-day replay happens from 6 p.m. until the next show airs, all 3 hours in its entirety, replaying 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.